Now, the United Nations says the ISIL onslaught against the Izzati Kurdish minority in Iraq may amount to genocide. A report by the UN Human Rights Office said the ISIL might have committed all the three most serious crimes in international law. The offenses were described as war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. The charges against the terrorist group were brought forth on many occasions before, but none were officially stated. The ISIL terrorists attacked areas populated by the Izzati minority in northern Iraq last summer. They abducted many of the Kurdish minority's members and displaced thousands of others. Joining us via Skype from London is Sami Ramadani. He's with the London Metropolitan University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press EU, Mr. Ramadani. Now, as welcome as the UN's claims of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes may be, why are they coming so late?
Well, everything comes late when it comes to fighting the real terrorists, it seems, in the region. This is similar to what the United States did. They let ISIS conquer large parts of Iraq before they even made a move. They only moved because their ally in Iraqi Kurdistan, Barzani in Erbil, came under threat because they were building a big base near Erbil. They are still doing so. I think that the United Nations is obviously influenced the United Nations is influenced by the big powers, primarily the United States here. But the United States itself, I think, is not really keen on completely destroying ISIS. My own analysis is that that the United States is using the presence, the threat of ISIS to re-enter Iraq, and they have done so very strongly in Iraqi Kurdistan. And they are also using ISIS to put pressure on the government in Baghdad to make concessions on oil contracts, on all manner of policies that are in line with U.S. Domination attempts in Iraq.
All right, Mr. Ramadani, going back towards ISIL atrocities there and the UN's claims regarding war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide, how far do you think that's going to go, though? As you've just pointed out, UN is very passive when it comes to taking action.
They are very passive, and I really do not rely, I don't think there should be any reliance on the United Nations moving anytime swiftly against ISIS. And the crimes of ISIS are well documented, whether in Syria, whether in Iraq. They committed war crimes against Yazidis, against Christians, against Shia population, as well as Sunnis who object to and oppose their rule and their savage practices. So their crimes are very well recorded. Some of these crimes they themselves boast in videos. You know, ISIS own sources confirm these crimes. So they don't need a very heavy investigation to prove that they are a savage and war crime committing force both in Syria and in Iraq.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Sami Ramadani with the London Metropolitan University joining us via Skype from London. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Ramadani, for your comments here on Press TV.